All right, Shabbos said, good morning. Let's continue. So we're picking up on page Pei Vav, paragraph Hey. Achayira Hashoti. So if you remember again, in yesterday's shir, so the Ramchal was talking about the things, or I should say, in this paragraph, we're focusing on the things which derail one from acquiring the midah of Zrizus. So one of the things that the Ramchal is talking about over here is what he calls a sense of yira, fear. The truth is, as we pointed out yesterday, better than translating it as fear is really as anxiety. That there are some people who just have anxiety about everything. And that anxiety prevents them from accomplishing or from doing anything. So the Ramchal broke it down into two different types of anxiety. There's proper anxiety, as we spoke about yesterday. Everyone needs some amount of anxiety. If you didn't have any anxiety, you would do reckless things. So that's what the Ramchal calls a proper yira. So proper yira says that, again, you're fearful of legitimate things, and that legitimate fear causes you to be vigilant in the way that you live. But then there's what the Ramchal calls Yira Hashota. Yira Hashota means foolish fear, foolish anxiety. That's the type of anxiety that leads to life paralysis. In other words, that if you go ahead and you overanalyze any situation and go through it in all this series or all the possibilities of the what if this, what if this, what if that, the only logical conclusion is inaction. Yira Hashota ultimately leads one to a sense of atzlus in life. Now, the novelty that Ramchal brought down yesterday is that the Yira Hashota, foolish fear, or I should say inappropriate or unhelpful anxiety, he actually understands is a manifestation and is the result ultimately of chet, sin. A person who has a good relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that relationship, by definition, yields a sense of confidence. That sense of confidence arms me to fight against Yiras Hashota. If I don't have confidence as a result of the fact that I know that I'm spiritually compromised, sometimes that leads to this paralysis type of anxiety. So let's go on. Achayir Hashotihi. Shia ha'adam rotza lahosif shmiros al shmiros. What's this Yiras Hashota? What's this foolish fear or this inappropriate level of anxiety? The way it manifests is a person says, you know, extra vigilance. Extra vigilance, right? I'm going to be careful about this and be careful about this. And what about this? And what about this? What about this? Va'osa mishmeres l'mishmarto, ba'ofen she'agia mizeh, bitl Torah v'la'avoda. And a person becomes so anxiety-ridden. And a person becomes so fearful that literally, again, it prevents them from accomplishing anything in the realm of Torah. Va'klala havchin ben... We're going to illustrate this in just a moment. Va'klala havchin... Haklala hafchin ben shtei hayiros, hu ma shechilku chachamim zichron levracha, ba'amram heichal deshchiach hazeka shayni. So how do you know, how can you differentiate between what he calls appropriate yira and inappropriate yira? So you just have to use your common sense. You know, Chazal said that, we'll say, you know, the halacha is, u'nishmarte ma'od benafsho seichem. Right? So you have to be careful. You have to watch your life. You have to watch your health. Which tells you what? A person is not permitted to engage in reckless behavior. That's not like an Eizah Tova. That's a halacha. You're not allowed to do things. But what about the fact that everything has an inherent danger? Driving has an inherent danger, right? Crossing the street has an inherent danger. So maybe to fulfill the mitzvah, ultimately, again, I should go ahead, be careful. So remember, again, there's a concept of when things become normative, we are willing to live life absorbing a certain level of risk. You can't live life without absorbing a certain level of risk. But then there's a concept of Shchiach Hezeka. Shchiach Hezeka means if the Welt says that this is something that is a bit reckless, this is something that is a bit out of the normal sphere, then we don't do that. So says the Ramchal, life always has to be measured against that metric. Kimakum Shehezek Matzah Evino, the Yesh Lishamer, where it's known that there's a hezek, where it's known that there's a danger, you have to be careful. Ach makom she'ein hezek noda, ein lira. But in a place where there's not an established danger, don't make stuff up. Va'al kiyose bazeh ne'emar, re'usa del chazin ala mechaskinon. Ve'ein ala chacham ala mashin avrots. Hu atzmo inyan ha'pasek she'evan ala ma'la, arum ra'ara v'nistar, ha'inu edaber el v'nistar. So therefore, again, says Ramchal, at the end of the day, person has to use their common sense. If there's something legitimate to be fearful of, to be anxious over, then okay, act accordingly. But so many times in life, we make things up. We over-amplify things. And the over-amplification of anxiety-provoking things leads to paralysis. And when you lead to paralysis, ultimately, again, obviously, where there's paralysis, there's no zrizos. There's no zrizos. And when there's no zrizos, there's no proper avodas Hashem. Skip to the next paragraph for just a moment. He says, this is incredible. V'chacham zuchon levracha, Pershu in kemin chomer, lahar osad heichan magas, page pei zayin, yiras haheva lahafish adam in amai satov. So here, here the Ramchal brings down an incredible mashal. Let me show you a mashal as to how overwhelming sometimes yiras hashota, right, yiras shota, foolish fear can be. Amrut shiva dvarim amr shom ba'atzam. Ketzer amr la'atzam, bosei page pei zayin, third line down. So here's the mashal. This is a conversation between a regular person and an atzal, a lazy person. Now understand, the Ramchal's understanding of atzlos, remember again, we spoke about atzlos before? Atzlos is a, in the Ramchal's model, is a default midah. It's a default midah. Why? I'm made of matter. Matter remains naturally at rest until it is acted upon. That's called atzlos. Not that I acquired a bad midah of atzlos, it's that that is my natural disposition. But here he says something amazing. He says seven things were said about the lazy person. Watch this. Amr la atzal, hari rab chavir. Listen to this. I go over to the atzal and I say, lazy person. I mean, I'm sure I don't call him that, but you know, Chaim, right? Chaim, your uncle. You listen, your Rebbe's in town. You should really go see a Rebbe. Lech ulamad Torah menu. Go hear a shir, learn a little bit. So what does the other say? V'meishiva osam, misyari ani mina arish shabaderech. You know what? I would go, but I'm really scared to travel the roads because of lions. There hasn't been a lion sighting, right, in 143 years. Okay, but you know what? In my mazal, there might be a lion. But don't worry, good news. Rab chabasol chamadina. No, your Rebbe's not out in the country. Right? He's not out in the country. He's not in the Catskills. He's in the city. He's in the city. In the city, there's nothing to worry about lions. So the Atzal says, you know what? Good, thank you. But you know, to get to the city, you have to take some back roads. And I'm concerned about the lions and the back roads. So they say to Atzal, you know what? The truth is, your Rebbe, I just realized, your Rebbe actually is in your house. Your Rebbe is in your house. You're not home right now. You're standing here with me. I made a mistake. Rebbe's not in the country. He's not in the city. He's in your house. The Atzal says, Omer lahem, im ani holich etzlo, ani motze ha-pesach n'ula. So he says, you know what? I would go to my house. But you know, I just realized my wife changed the locks. It's a different story. Right. My wife changed the locks. And the truth is, I don't have a key. I don't have a key. So I would go to see my Rebbe in my home, but the door's probably going to be locked. I said, no, actually, the door is open. You ever tell you? Left the door open. And when the Atzal no longer has any more answers, Amr lahem, hadeles psucha onu ula, mevakish od ani lishon ma'at. Right? And what does the Atzal say? I got it. My Rebbe's not in the country. He's not in the city. He's in my house. The door is open. But you know what? I'm a little tired. I'm going to take a nap. So you see, it's an incredibly profound mashal. Hala marata, she'in hayira goremes she'is atzal, ela atzla goremes lo she'is iare. It's a very profound statement. The Ramchal says, so you see from here, it's not fear which causes laziness. It's laziness which causes fear. At the end of the day, says the Ramchal, if a person possesses the midah of atzlos, he's kind of shifting, he's pivoting a little bit, because he was, remember again, the primary conversation was about yiras shota, right? Foolish or unnecessary or unfounded fear. And that type of fear ultimately prevents me from accomplishing the things I need to accomplish. Because again, if you start thinking about all the things that can go wrong, there's no limit. Now the Ramchal pivots a bit, and what he says is like this. At the end of the day, you know what this is really about? It's about atzlos. It's about laziness. And when, unfortunately, a person is afflicted by the midah of laziness, then what? There is no end to the excuses you could come up with for non-performance. no end. And the truth is, even as you say them, if you say them enough, they even begin to make sense. They even begin to sound good. Sometimes in the beginning, it's like a little bit forced. And I know in my head that it's not really true. Say it enough. Say it convincingly enough. Say it strongly enough with enough passion and commitment. And suddenly again, you even begin to convince yourself. So says Ramchal, where there's atzlos, where there's laziness, laziness breeds anxiety. Why? But this is amazing. The anxiety is the defense for the laziness. Because suddenly, I'm not lazy. What am I? Right? I'm vigilant. No, I'm not even going to say that I'm anxious, right? Because saying I'm anxious is not even like a good thing either. I'm just vigilant. I'm very careful. I'm very well thought out. I don't do anything until mamish, I think it all through. To the point, ultimately, of inaction. So I'll say an incredible thing. So an anxiety, or I should say, a laziness which manifests itself in an anxiety, a hypervigilance to cover up and mask the laziness, ultimately results in a lifetime of inaction. So we'll have to stop over here. We're going to pick up with this theme in Mir Hashem tomorrow.